welcome to this new episode of Lolo Project Podcast.
In this new episode, we are going to talk about how technology affects our family and social lives in comprehension now and then.
Do you remember the days when you were staying at your grandparents watching TV on a cozy summer evening? And when they were telling us stories about their life earlier back in the days when they had no media, no television and no phones, and how luxury it is for us to be sitting here watching TV all together on this nice evening.
Maybe you remember the stories the grandparents told you, like when they were children and they would go out and meet their friends every day instead of sitting in the house and now gaming online. Because now we have privilege that the children back then didn't have, and how lucky we actually are. But it's also a little bit sad because we don't come face to face with each other often. Like back in the days, they had seen their friends like every day, and now it sadly isn't like this anymore, and we don't see each other that often.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes I think it's even the case that we like to avoid social contact, I think, because like in our generation, it's very common to talk online and, I don't know, maybe have a phone call or a text. But if we meet face to face, it's a whole different world, I think.
Yes, I totally agree with that, because when you see each other face to face, it's a whole new feeling. And for some people, it's a better chance to meet new friends and learn new friends through the online circumstances, and they have it easier to communicate because they don't have to face each other. For some people it is hard to look each other in the eyes when they talk, so they have new chances and they are better at it. And when they choose to go out and meet people, they can totally do that, and it's a new different feeling, and I can't describe it. It's just a whole new world.
Yeah, absolutely. And also I think it has a little bit to do with the fact that we have like different types of people, like being an introvert or an extrovert. And I don't know, I think the introverted part on people has increased over the years. Also, this maybe has to do something with COVID, but
yes.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people I meet or a lot of friends I have problems to interact with people, or like the social aspect is just a little harder for them. And yeah, maybe it has to do something with that.
Yes, I can connect with some points of that, because I myself am anxious when I meet new people, and it is harder for me to connect with them. But over the time, I overcome my fears and talk to them, because otherwise I wouldn't meet new friends, and the people out there need to step over their shadow and just give it a little push so they can collect new
memories and
yes,
maybe new experiences you gain in life and do over the years, maybe. Yeah, absolutely. I think also what is a strong point in friendships, but also in family, maybe especially in family, is the usage of media. Because back in the days, there were like no options for that, I think. Like you had the newspaper, you had maybe a TV or a radio which you used, but this wasn't as distracting as the phones are now, because now everyone has their own device, and also children in very young age, and they have the access to media all the time, everywhere, and also in every situation. Like earlier you were sitting on a table chatting with your family, with your friends, eating, talking about the day or your experiences. And now it's often, even if you communicate and even if you talk, now it's often the case that you have your phone with you, or a message you have to send, or something that distracts you.
Yes, and I have seen it on myself and my family that the media just increased that we use it more times in the days, but it can lead to bad things like isolation or detachment from your family, but it also can lead to bonding moments over movies you share and series or video games you play together. These moments can also bond the family bond. Sorry. And I think you don't have to look just on the bad sides of it, but you just need to sometimes look at the brighter side of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I also agree with that, that media doesn't have all negative aspects, but also positive. And I think it has a lot. Like earlier, when you were out with your friends and had maybe problems or difficulties, you weren't able to call anyone, or maybe there was like a phone station where you could call someone, but then you would have need money and maybe you didn't have it, and that's a great development we have now, that we have access to our phones everywhere, is that we can call anybody anytime. Or maybe if you need some information and you're stuck somewhere, then you can just Google it or use your phone, ask someone. And that was also very different earlier, I think.
Yes. back then, you didn't just have a phone and could look up where you are at. You just needed to find the next bus stop and look from where you are and where you need to go. But now you can just look it up and have easy way to find your way. And even then, back then, you couldn't just call your parents or a friend to come and pick you up. Now you just need a phone call and you have somebody and you aren't alone when you are stuck outside.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good point, yeah. The media nowadays has also a very much bigger influence on us than back in the days, because then we had like maybe a TV or a radio, and now the influence of media is huge. Very huge, and everywhere we go, we have media and access to it. And at home, at school, if you're out somewhere, everywhere is media, and you can also always have access to it, no matter where you are, and that's in the daily life.
The problem that everyone has now, a technical device, leads to that they give their small children, like in the age of 3 year olds, have technical devices like a phone or a tablet. And the problem is sometimes the parents don't have a safety lock on them, and so they get to information that isn't appropriate for the age. And yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, what I've experienced in the past years is that a neighbor of ours, she was like maybe 3 years old at that time, she had an iPad and access to it, and that was when the media was relatively new. Like, not everyone had an iPad back then. Now we have them like often everywhere in schools, but back then it wasn't like that. And she could handle the iPad very well, better than her parents even. And when she had a question about some technical problems with it or something that went wrong, she went to her parents and asked what it was and if they could fix it. And the parents couldn't do it because the kid took the iPad out of their hands and did it herself and said, "No, Dad, you have to do it like that," and clicked on some settings or some stuff. And she knew how to handle the iPad better than her parents. And the parents wanted to help her, but couldn't reach that point because the kid already took the iPad out of their hands to handle it her own. And I think that's an impression that sticks with me since then, because that was pretty impressive. Not in a pretty good way, because I think it's a little bit harsh and it's very rabid. I don't know. But yeah, that stuck with me.
Yes, when it can also happen that the kid is better than with a tablet than the parents, because sometimes the parents, when they eat together and the kid is loud and the parents don't want that, they want to have a quiet dinner, they just give the 3-year-old some technical device so it's quiet and doesn't pay much attention but still eats, but in more a quiet way, so the parents can just relax and eat and don't have to worry about the child that is throwing a tantrum.
Yeah, I've seen that often in restaurants, for example. Always where I go, I see kids stuck with an iPad or a digital device, yes, where they watch like a show or a series for children and, I don't know, Paw Patrol or stuff like that, you know? And I've seen that very often, very often. And I always wonder, because when I was a kid, my parents dealt with me and my emotions and the way I would react or interact with them. And today, I've seen it a lot of times that this doesn't happen as much.
It's that the parents just don't communicate with the children and they are easily annoyed when they get louder, but the children just don't know how to express their emotions, but the parents just don't want to deal with that and give their kids a social device so they can just talk with their friends or do other stuff that just don't have to do with the children. And I have also seen that very often I can't remember a time where I don't see it when I'm outside, like in the city, and then I see a mother with their child in the
trolley, or
yes,
in the
trolley.
Yeah.
They just have a technical device, and so they can just go on with the day. But when I was a kid and was in my trolley, I had things to play with,
yeah,
and
absolutely
every time when my things fall out of the trolley, my parents just picked it up and I was happy because I had my things to play with and I just didn't have a phone or something like that.
I see that a lot, yes. Like, I had a little book, for example, like a little paper book with pictures in it, or even sensory things like a paper or like some texture things, I don't know,
yes,
like fabric or no,
or your little stuffed animal.
Yeah, absolutely. And now they have, like you said, a phone or even an iPad and watch stuff, play stuff, don't interact with their parents. And what I've seen a lot of times is that the parents have like music in their ears and don't even listen to their child. For example, if the child is screaming, they don't even react to it.
Or when they are walking outside with the child in the trolley, I have seen it often that they are on the phone when they are walking.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it. I mean, yeah, the technology has improved, but maybe you have to knock it down a notch and just don't overuse it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the point where we see the change from media usage in the past and now, because now media is portable and everywhere it's present and you can take it everywhere, and that's the reason why it's influencing the families and the routines and dynamics so much, because we have it everywhere. And I don't know, that wasn't like that before.
Yes, I have remembered a fact about when small children are confronted with the technical devices and technology, that they often get aggressive when they don't have their phones, and because they don't know how to handle their emotions, because they always, when they are loud, they are shut down with this technology, and when they don't have it, they overreact, because maybe not overreact, but they just get overwhelmed with their own emotions, and that leads to them being loud, and that leads to the parents giving the
And the kids being overstimulated and overreacting maybe. Yeah, absolutely. I've seen that a lot of times also. Yeah, when the kids like get their phones taken away or something, and yeah, it's a huge point, I think. Also, what the media has, where the media has a big influence is on the connection between people, because I think I have a strong connection to my close friends, and that's very important for me. I think that's where the digital devices are problematic, because it's tempting to go on your phone in between your conversations and, I don't know, maybe answer a text or watch a few TikToks, and I think that's the problem, that it's so tempting, because normally you wouldn't do that. Because when we hang out, we hang out, and I wouldn't go on my phone. But the media is so tempting and so
distracting.
Yeah, absolutely, so distracting. And I don't know, just the thought of maybe watching a few TikToks is calming you down or distracting you from something. And yeah, I think that's a problem.
But it can also not be a problem, like, when you are when you have a conversation together and then you remember something and then you can show it to your friend on the phone and then you can talk about it. But then when you don't need your phone anymore, you lay it down and just speak and speak and speak. But sometimes you can use your phone to,
like, maybe give some examples to something. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think also that media doesn't have to be just negative. I think it has a lot of positive aspects. But for me, the negative sometimes overweighs, because what I've experienced multiple times is that I'm laying in my bed, ready to go to sleep, then answer like one or two texts, and then I'm sucked right into my phone. And then I'm on it, and then I think, oh, okay, maybe I'll watch a few TikToks, and then you watch TikTok and don't even notice how the time runs away, and then suddenly it's 1 o'clock and 1 a.m. in the morning and you didn't sleep.
Yes. Then the boom the next day and you think, oh no, I have school, I should have slept.
Yeah, absolutely. That's also a good point, because we have, I think, a lot of pros and cons for the usage of media. And I think pros of the media usage in families can be the greater access to educational content. Like, you have always the access to it, you can educate yourself over your phone and don't even have to attend the school for some reasons. And that's a bit a good pro, I think. Also, the media is a good tool for family bonding, because you can watch shows together, you can play games together, because there are a lot of online games nowadays, and you can play that with each other, and you have an easier communication tool and an easier way to stay informed about each other.
And with the communication, it is also better than when your family that is far away, like on another country, and you just don't have the time to go there. You can just FaceTime them and catch up about life. And it is faster that you gain information from your family that is not in your reach.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a very good pro about the media we have nowadays. But I also think there are a few cons about it. And for me, it's, like I said before, the risk of media overuse, because you sometimes don't even notice it. And that also can lead to social isolation, also within the family. And you have a less direct way to communicate or share your experiences. And also the exposure to inappropriate content, like we said before, also with children. Like, you don't have a way to protect them online because they're exposed to everything.
Yes, and they can easily get addicted to their phones or other devices, because it can lead to addiction like gambling, it's that strong, and detachment from the family members, and that you just don't know much about anyone in your family, like you should.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think there are a lot of ways you can handle the media usage in families, and you have the tools to use it as a positive thing, and it doesn't have to be negative, because I think we have a lot of ways that we can,
like time management.
Yeah, that we can handle it, and that also includes time management, absolutely. But also maybe just some simple rules could easily manage the way media is used in families, or also in friend groups, because for me friend groups can be like a family.
Yes, it's a family you choose. And and the rules, it's, for example, in the family, you can say no technology during meals, or you have nights where you play with your family, like yeah. board games and
game nights. Yeah.
Yes, and there's no technology involved.
Yeah, I think that's very important. And I also had that with my family for a long time, that we had like a game night very often. And that was also a night where we didn't go on our devices. We put the phones beside and didn't just go on them between, but laid them beside for the whole evening. And I have that with my friends too. When we hang out, we just put our phones aside. We have also times where we sometimes just lay in bed, rotting together and watching TikTok for like 20 minutes or an hour besides each other, because maybe the day was stressful or we had experienced so many things. And this time for me is also very important, but I think it's a very important thing to wait these things out.
Yes, you can do that with your family too, like when you see that your family is stressed and they had a stressful week, you can say that you like detach from the world together and not alone, that you are just in the presence of each other. That sometimes helps. You don't need to communicate. You can just lay together on the couch and are on your phone or watch a movie together.
Yeah, that also can be very good, very good way of spending time with each other, I think. And also the thing with the media is that you don't really are protected in a way. I mean, there are some protection rules online, and there are some things like on Instagram when there is a post with a lot of blood,
like when they tell you about their favorite TV show and then there's blood and they just say
yeah, right, for example, when you see a post like that, you have to click on see to see the image of it, because that's a way you are protected. But also you're not protected like in a way of maybe creepy people or people who just want to hurt you, or I don't know. And that's an aspect I think is very dangerous, especially for children, because the parents, I think, have to monitor the usage of the children's screen time and also like the media consumption, as well as monitoring the screen time and the usage of the phones for young people, but especially children, also with the content that circles online.
Holy shit, I just take a look at my watch and I realized we've been talking for a pretty long time.
Shit, you're right, yeah.
I say we lay our phones down and just go outside and detox from the media usage we've just talked about and enjoy the weather.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I'm with you. Let's do this and have maybe a nice walk. See you next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.